Welcome back to another quarantine edition of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And like I covered last week, do not miss our Friday live calls. Last week we had on Sam Madrid, and you'll find a link to that below. He shared some knowledge about how to combine buying holds and owner finance. It was insane. I mean, the amount of information this guy shared about owner finance and rentals. I mean, he's bought well over 1,000 property. He currently owns almost 500 of them. So you definitely don't want to miss these episodes. You don't want to miss your chance to be able to ask them questions. So definitely you go to our Facebook page, and I post on there all the time, you know, who the speaker is coming up and everything. So you definitely don't want to miss those. And for the ones that we've done, I'll put the links below so you can go and watch them. These people are a wealth of knowledge, and they're here to help you during this time. So all your questions, all your concerns, we're going to be covering them. All right. So definitely check them out. Another thing is, as part of the Alamo RIA, every Monday we have a webinar. So make sure you're jumping onto those. Same thing. These webinars, we're bringing in panelists. We're bringing in people talking about the market, answering some questions and everything. So make sure to jump on that. There's no excuse. There's no shortage of information that you're going to have access to. All right. You just got to jump on it. You got to join. You got to be able to participate and ask questions. That way you can not just get through this, but survive this and thrive this in this situation. Right. So I hope this this helps. And again, hit a like, subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already on YouTube, on join our newsletter. It's full of information. We're always putting up news and alerts and everything that's happening in the market, what's happening in the economy and everything. So if you don't get your information from anywhere else, join our Investors Digest. You'll have everything you need on there for sure. So moving forward with this episode, I wanted to share with you how it is that you can do flips. If you're a flipper or you're looking to flip houses, how do you do flips in this kind of market? How do you do flips during a crisis? All right. So I'm sure you've asked yourselves, you know, right now with everything that's happening, we keep hearing, you know, the market's going to tank, or, you know, unemployment is going to spike. What's going to happen? The real estate market is going to crash. What's going to happen? Should I even be flipping houses right now? And I understand that's a huge concern for a lot of us. It's been a concern for us as well. So I wanted to share with you the five key points that we're keeping in mind as we're flipping our houses. So what I'm trying to say is that we have not stopped. All right. We are not stopping, because the same reason that you just don't know what's going to happen, you kind of got to keep moving. The best thing you can do moving forward is try to mitigate that risk as much as possible. So I wanted to cover five key points to keep in mind if you're deciding to flip houses. Point number one, the biggest thing that's going to be crucial when flipping houses in a bad market or in a crisis market is going to be your financing. All right. If you are using hard money financing, this could present a problem, because the reason we like working with private money, with private individuals, is that we get to have that one-on-one relationship with them, right? And if anything changes, if anything happens, if, you know, for whatever reason, the market does plummet, we have somebody that we can open a dialogue with and not worry about them foreclosing on us and them taking a loss, where it's like, all right, look, so this happened, we won't be able to flip it, but what if we keep it as a rental, right? And maybe you collect the cash flow and we'll keep it. And when the market recovers a little bit, we'll help and go ahead and flip it at that point. Or maybe we'll do an owner finance strategy, so then that way your money is protected. We can do a lot of things with a private money lender that you just won't be able to do with an institutional lender, right? Or a hard money lender. They're just going to move forward and foreclose on you. So I'm not saying, no, I am saying, don't do deals right now with hard money lenders. You know, their requirements are going to be even worse. They're going to be more stringent, probably. They're going to be getting a lot it's going to be a lot harder for them to get financing. So they're going to make it harder for you to get financing. So I hope you've been implementing a lot of the techniques that we've been sharing in our podcast about building your credibility. So this way you can reach out to private individuals and secure the funds that way. But financing is going to be a crucial, crucial part of how you flip your houses moving forward. All right. So keep that in mind. Tip number two, or key point number two, is you have to make sure you are staying in the right price point based on your market. So in San Antonio, right, if we look at what the median price home solds are, and also if you guys haven't been watching, go check out the market updates that we put together, because that's where we get our data. So we're looking at what price point are the houses selling faster? At what price point is the biggest buyer pool in San Antonio? And that's the price point we want to stay in, right? Because that is going to increase your chances of selling this house, because you have a much larger buyer pool available at that price point than you do at any other price point in the market, right? So this is not the time to start kind of pushing the higher price points or playing with the lower ones. I mean, the lower ones, you do a different strategy, but let's say with the higher price points, right? The historic homes and stuff like that. This is not the time to test those out. This is the time for you to stick to that bread and butter of whatever your city is, whatever price point you feel is going to be that price point that, you know, it's your starter home, or it's that home that people might downsize to, or it's that price point where even turnkey investors might want to buy and have as a rental. So you want to figure out what that price point is, and those are the houses you want to flip, all right? You want to stay in that market so you can move them fast. You know you're going to be able to move them fast. Key number three is you want to make sure you stay in the right neighborhood. So not just because you have the right price point, it means it's in the right neighborhood. So you also want to look at neighborhoods that are hot, neighborhoods that people want to live in because they're closer to the jobs, closer to maybe the best schools, closer to where people want to be. Because you can find the right price point and it's probably way the hell outside the city, right? And that, yes, you're in the right price point, but you're in the wrong neighborhood. So you want to make sure you're doing that same research on what are the top areas people want to be in. And you want to combine that, and I've spoken about this before, you want to combine the hot areas with the hot price point, and that's the target that you want to hit, all right? So make sure you're targeting that right neighborhood when you're looking at these houses. Not just the right price point, they need to work together. Key number four is the right price. Now, the right price is in two parts. You want to make sure you buy it at the right price. So we're still getting wholesale deals from wholesalers that are trying to wholesale like nothing's happened, right? And partially that's because they don't know what the hell they're doing, which is most of them. And the other part is they just don't know how to negotiate. So you need to be able to understand this, and don't buy speculative projects. Don't buy projects that are already very tight on margin, because before you would be able to get away with buying a tight margin deal and things will go wrong and it's okay because you can price it a little bit higher and it would sell, right? That's not where you want to be betting on right now. Not that it may not happen, but you don't want to bet on that. In a crisis market, what you want to do is make sure that you buy it at the right price and then you sell it at the right price. This means using the correct comps. You want to be able to pull accurate comps. So if you're pulling comps and you're saying, hey, the price range in this area is, let's say, from 170 to 175, target 170, right? Could you get 175? Maybe, you don't know. But in a crisis market, you want to be more conservative than take a risk at that price point and be counting on that profit. You don't want to be doing that. And you want to be buying houses that if you're not 100% sure on the rehab, do not jump into it. All right. You want to make sure your numbers are right. You're buying at the right price. You want to be extra conservative with your numbers. So you are going to want a better discount, because there is a chance that in the next 2 to 3 months, when you're done with the renovation and you go put it on the market, maybe the market pulled back even more. And then you might have to drop the price 10% to be able to sell it quickly. And if that's the case, you're probably going to take a hit if you didn't buy it correctly. So you need to be able to buy it correctly, and you need to be able to price it correctly. There's no more pushing the comps right now. Right now, it's selling it as at the price that it is, and where we might see a price drop, which is, this is something that I spoke about in previous podcasts, is if you want to sell it faster, you might have to drop the price a little bit. So you need to anticipate that. You need to anticipate, like, okay, if this is the price point in this neighborhood is, you know, 180, and the houses are taking 30 days to sell, I might have to price it at 175 or 170 so I can sell it in a week or two, right? So these are things you want to keep in mind when you're going to buy the house. And then when you're going to sell, those are the numbers you're probably going to have to sell at in order to sell quickly, all right? So make sure you're protecting that. And the last key is the quality of the rehab. This is going to be even more important as we move further into a crisis, because we're going to shift. If this keeps going, the shutdown keeps going, we're going to shift from a seller's market to a buyer's market. That means that buyers are going to have a lot more choices. They're going to be able to be a lot pickier. So you want to make sure that you are doing the best renovation, so when they come to your house, yours is the one they want to buy. And these are very simple things that you do around the house. You want to maybe, you know, one thing that's very trendy right now is, instead of putting so many cabinets, that you put shelves, you know, kind of modern looking shelves or rustic looking shelves with the piping. We did that in one of our renovations, and it went very quick, it went very well, and it sold fast. If you have a focal point, maybe like we do in one of our houses, we have a fireplace that as soon as you walk in the front door, you see the fireplace. So at the end, we want to make that a nice little focal point, right? You want to think about things like, what little things can we change to this renovation that's going to make it pop aside from all the other ones? And you want to make sure you factor that in to your numbers and everything, because not everything needs to be expensive. Like when we say about the shelves is very inexpensive thing to do, especially when you're replacing cabinets for the shelves. You're going to save money on them. But you got to think about it. Like, is it going to work if the shelves are just there? Should I go with tile behind the shelves? These are all things that you're going to want to look into and make sure the quality is there. And the way to know this is, you want to run the comps. You want to run comps in the area of houses that have sold and look at what they've done. And maybe go out to other hot areas that they're selling houses quickly and see, what are those houses having? What kind of finishes do they have on those homes? Because then you can take those finishes and take those ideas and maybe implement them on this side of the neighborhood, right? We do that all the time. When we see kind of trendy things happening, let's say in the historic homes or in higher priced homes, we see these things and they're not too crazy to implement on ours, we'll implement it on a house that's probably 170 or 180. Because now you have a very high-end feature on a home you typically wouldn't expect it. And a lot of times these high-end features is just getting creative. It doesn't necessarily mean they're expensive features, right? So you want to make sure you're valuing that. And if you don't know what that looks like, you need to be partnering with an investor that does. You understand? This is not something, it's one thing that I always tell people, you can read as much as you want and buy every single course that you want, but you're never going to learn experience. Experience comes from actually doing. You understand? And a lot of the things that we do, people say, well, what are things I need to look at? I don't know what to tell you. You know, every house is different. Every neighborhood is different. The only thing that guides us is experience. The more houses we do, the more renovations we do, the more we look at, the more experience we get. And when we're not sure, we call experts. We call people. We call realtors that are selling houses and like, hey, can you look at this project? What am I missing? What should I be adding to this house? Right? So reach out and get some help. So those are the five key points: financing, the right price point, the right neighborhood. You want to get the you want to buy it for the right price, and you want to make sure you do the best quality rehab. That's how you're going to move your houses. That's how you're going to move them fast, and that's how you're going to be able to make some money. So I hope that helps you guys. And again, subscribe, hit the button below. And if you have any questions on this, reach out. You know, as we learn more and as we do more, we're going to be sharing it with you guys. So any questions, any things that I'm not hitting on, reach out and we'll make sure to give you guys our best knowledge and our best resources. All right. So thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.